a game changer during World War II. Previously, wounded soldiers often died of subsequent bacterial infections. The only available drugs were quite toxic. But large-scale production of penicillin allowed field treatment of soldiers, as well as treatment connected with surgeries. This helped to prevent death from gangrene, as well as septicemia, blood poisoning. Some have called penicillin the greatest weapon developed during World War II. Ironically, it was a weapon against pathogens, and thus a lifesaver. Antibiotics helped to control cholera and typhoid fever. They mostly supplanted what had been the only strategy for dealing with deadly bacterial diseases: to separate and isolate patients until they died. Two diseases that killed countless victims and tore families apart were tuberculosis, also known as the White Death, and leprosy. Tuberculosis, TB, was known to the Egyptians and Greeks and killed an estimated 1 billion people during the 19th and 20th centuries. For the first half of the 20th century, we sent TB patients to special hospitals called sanatoriums. Relative control of the disease was not possible until the development of a second generation of antibiotics, streptomycin, beyond penicillin. During the early 20th century, TB